Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is the Executive Director of Casa de Peregrinos Emergency Food Program, Lorenzo Alba Jr., to talk to us about Hunger Action Month. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for having me.
Well, September is Hunger Action Month. I understand it's a nationwide program?
Yes, it is. It's something that's been going on a lot longer than I've been over at Casa de Peregrinos. But all the Feeding America partners, including the food banks all over the country and feeding agencies and soup kitchens, celebrate this as an awareness month. They have different events going on, and that's no different for us. We're going to have events throughout the month that we'll let the public know via ads on our Facebook, ads on our Twitter, and digital ads run all over the place, even through Google.
And your Facebook is?
Our Facebook is at Casa de Peregrinos.
And that's your website as
yes.
well. No, your website is casaperegrinos.org.
But it's at Casa de Peregrinos. You could find us, just search us, and you'll find us. We're the only ones there.
What does peregrino mean?
It means pilgrim.
So it's a house for pilgrims.
Yeah.
And I understand that this is the area's largest emergency food pantry.
It is. We have our flagship pantry in the Community of Hope that has been serving the community since about 1979. In the last few years, we've added 20 additional pantries, including 13 pantries that are strategically placed near the colonias in the rural communities, and those are mobile food pantries. We also have, last year we added 5 mobile food pantries over at the senior centers here in Las Cruces, as well as at the campuses of both Doña Ana Community College. We've added two mobile food pantries there. It's added a little more work for us, but I think that we need to go to people. A lot of times they can't come to us. There's transportation issues or time issues, especially for students and seniors, on how to get food. So that's one of our biggest and most ambitious projects lately.
Now, how many families have been served every month in the last year?
You know, we're averaging between 2,200 and 2,500 families a month. It is quite the endeavor to feed that many families. Most of them are actually low income. A very small percentage are homeless, and another percentage are seniors. But about 37% of the people that we serve are children. That's become a pretty big issue in our state. I think everybody's read about it in the newspapers. We've ranked pretty high in child hunger in our state, and actually pretty high in hunger, period. We're ranked up in the top 5 every single year, which is not a good thing for us or for our community. But we're doing our best to alleviate that hunger, and that's what our mission is, just to alleviate hunger by acquiring nutritious food for everyone.
Now, you said that there'll be some events happening during the month of September for Hunger Action Month.
Yes, we are going to do a volunteer event where we'll celebrate our volunteers. But we are going to also do an open house, and we're going to invite people to come take a look at what we do, give them tours, answer some questions, showing how they can get involved via volunteerism or donations. We're going to have a group of people that are helping out with that, including our board of directors, our development director, and some of our staff there.
And when is that?
That is scheduled for, I believe it's the 21st of September. If anything has changed, I don't know about it yet, because usually the development director deals directly with that.
And they can, as you said, find out.
Yeah, look
out
on our website or look on our Facebook, and we're going to get that information out. But even if you just want to come out and take a look at what we do, we are there 5 days a week. We're open to our clients, the families that we serve, 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But we always have staff there on Tuesday and Thursdays. If you want to come by, we're glad to show you around, or give us a call at 575-523-5542, and we'll be glad to set up an appointment to give you a quick tour.
And you're located at the Community of Hope campus.
Yes, we are right behind Horse and Hound Feed Store. It's a little hard to find if you've never been there, but it is off of Amador and right behind Horse and Hound Feed Store.
999 West Amador Avenue, Suite F. Tell me something that maybe people aren't aware of on this Hunger Action Month.
You know, one thing we're very proud of at Casa de Peregrinos is that most of our donations come from individuals and people here in our community, our local businesses. That is something that we really try to nurture, do our best to make sure that our donors are always aware of what we're doing. We consider them partners more than anything else because they're the ones that actually allow us to continue with this mission of feeding the hungry. But there are a lot of things going on with hunger right now. I think some of the things that people are unaware of is that it's happening right here. It's not going to go away. I've been here for over 6 years now, and I have to tell you that our numbers linger around the same every year. But what I see is that there's a lot of new families coming in that need our assistance, that their kids need our assistance. And it tells us that one of two things, that our program is either working or that we just need to do more. So I attribute it to the fact that there's just more people coming into our community looking for work. I'm trying to make ends meet here in our community.
And this is now Nationwide Hunger Action Month, which Casa de Peregrinos will be helping to alleviate hunger in our community through the acquisition and distribution of nutritious food, as you said, food for today and hope for tomorrow.
Yes, and we're glad to serve our community. We're very proud of being part of this community. We've been a part of this community for almost 40 years, and we want to continue to serve those underprivileged people that are hungry, that need our assistance, even if it's just for 1 month. We're glad to help.
And thank you so much for talking to us. You're definitely a bridge to the community. Lorenzo Alba Jr., Executive Director of Casa de Peregrinos Emergency Food Program.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.